All right. I have the pleasure this morning also of inviting up Shamila. Shamila, how long have you been in Australia?
I just realized it's 12 years now.
You've been in Australia for 12 years from Malaysia, and you settled here because you wanted a different kind of life?
Sort of.
But you are here. Did you ever think that you were going to be on stage 12 years ago in 2020? Yeah. Did you expect 2024? I'm going to be on stage. I'm going to be preaching the word of God this morning. No.
No, definitely not.
No. But God has taken you on a journey, hasn't He? Yeah. Taking you on a journey just as He takes each one of us on a journey. And He has brought you here today to share your heart. Shamila has such a heart for people, connected with such a heart for understanding how people flow through an organization and all that kind of stuff so that they walk together. And it's just been an amazing thing getting to know you over the last couple of years especially. But she always challenges us every time in meetings and all that kind of stuff. It's either Pastor Panin or it's Shamila challenging us about this or that. But basically, if there's something on your heart, if there's something that we're leading into, you want it to flow down right to the core of our being, yeah? So it kind of like you ask all the hard questions, and I don't know if you're going to ask any hard questions today, but that is just an amazing way that God has made her. So today I'm going to pray for you, and then we're going to wait on the Holy Spirit to speak, yeah? So how I want you to do it is put your hand up towards Shamila, but at the same time have your other hand open, just waiting for the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Okay, so let's do that. Lord, I just thank you that you are doing a work in this church. You are speaking powerfully through every one of us, to every one of us as we seek you. Lord, I pray this morning that you would speak through Shamila. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just prepare our hearts, that we would hear the word, that we would know that you are wanting to meet with us in a way that we could never orchestrate, we could never make up. But you are doing a work. Lord, would you have your way in Shamila's heart, her mind right now, and the words she speaks would lead us to a greater understanding of you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that you're in this place, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go.
Thank you, Pastor Paul. Oops. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Well, wasn't it so beautiful to see all the kids up here and all the mothers come and grab the flowers just now? Well, let me just take a moment to wish a blessed Mother's Day to all the women here. Mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, spiritual mothers, also mothers online. Can we just give them a round of applause for such an amazing thing that they do behind the scenes? Well, let me also tell you that I'm totally be honest with you. Standing here today is not easy. First, it's my first Mother's Day without my mom. I just lost her a few months ago. And in fact, her birthday is tomorrow. So I do miss her very dearly, and I forget sometimes that she's no longer with me. Also, this is my first time preaching, as Pastor Paul mentioned, and I really feel very under-equipped. So let me be very, very, very vulnerable and honest up front. My stress levels just went zoop up in the last few weeks, trying to juggle between finding time to write the sermon, my four beautiful kids here, and plus one, my husband, and work and less life. But I'm here today, actually purely of obedience, purely on obedience. Because sometime early this year, I had a nudge from the Holy Spirit to preach. So I shared this burden with Lawrence, my husband, and as usual, my wonderful husband always gives me sound advice. He said, you know, if you preach, it just adds to your level of stress, right? And then he says, and you know you're not the typical preacher-teacher type, right? And he always has a but. But, he said, if it's in your heart, then do it genuinely as who you are. Yeah. And so with that background happening, I came to work this year, beginning of the year, first meeting with Pastor Paul. And in Pastor Paul's very gentle way, first meeting, he asked you, Shamila, sometime this year, some point this year, no pressure, we hope to see you speak. And for the first time, I actually reluctantly said, okay. If you know me, I have been a Jonah. And I've been saying no to leadership many, many times. And the only reason I said yes, because I've learned from past experience, when the Holy Spirit prompts you, you better obey. Because last year, I was sitting down one morning, the Spirit prompted me, come and bow down to me as you worship. But you know what happened? I didn't. I was wrestling internally, feeling very uncomfortable. I'm not going to, Spirit. It looks silly. Everybody is standing. I don't want to steal. I'll be on my knee. So I ignored the prompting. The next week, I was prompted again. Till the last song, I still didn't bow down, being human. Next thing, I was thrown to the ground with both my knees onto the floor, worshiping the Lord. When I woke up from the floor, my leg was bleeding or my knee was bleeding. And I shared this experience with my son, Shaylen. And he summed it up just with one line. God is real. And that was the day it marked a significant moment for me. I've been a Christian for 20 years. But that day, my experience was very, very real. Not just in my head, in my life. He is here, present with me. So with that, today I humbly come before the Lord with open arms to read the Word of God. And to do this, I'm going to invite my daughter, Leshwana, to read for us.
Okay, I'll be reading from Ephesians 5, verse 21 to Ephesians 6, verse 9. Spirit-guided relationships, wives and husbands. And further, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. For wives, this means submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For a husband is the head of his wife, as church is the head of the church. He is the savior of his body, the church. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives should submit to your husbands in everything. For husbands, this means love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by the cleansing of God's word. He did this to present her to himself as the glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she will be holy and without fault. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his body, but feeds and cares for it, just as Christ cares for the church. And we are members of his body. As the scripture says, a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. This is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. So again, I say, each man must love to his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Children and parents. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Slaves and masters. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with deep respect and fear. Serve them sincerely as you would serve Christ. Try to please them all the time, not just when they are watching you. As slaves of Christ, do the will of God with all your heart. Work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will reward each one of us for the good we do, whether we are slaves or free. Masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Don't threaten them. Remember, you both have the same master in heaven, and he has no favorites.
Thank you, Lesh. Let's come together and pray. Dear Lord Jesus, as we study your word today, open up your open up our spiritual eyes to hear from you, to have a deeper understanding of your truth, and how we can live spirit-filled lives through our relationships, reflecting you daily. It's all about you, Lord. Let us bring honor and bring praise to your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. I've heard these verses from Ephesians 5 so many times. But while preparing for this sermon, it dawned upon me that only part of some of these verses retain in my brain, and not all the whole sentences. So, without even me realizing, for example, I remember wives submit to your husband, but I forget as unto the Lord. And what I remember, wives submit to your husband, is not in a good way. It's in a very questioning way. Like Pastor Paul said, I always like to question, right? Why wives only? Isn't it unfair? You know, what if the husband is ungodly? What if the husband is not a leader? So I guess I didn't really understand some of these verses. Or maybe I understood, but I chose to only pick or cherry pick some of it and use it in our circumstances. But today I just want us to understand this in the broader context. What is Apostle Paul saying to us today as a church? When he says about spirit-filled relationships and not cherry-picking verses to suit our own needs. But to do this, I want us to actually take a step back first to understand the broader context of Ephesians and the broader context of God's overarching plan. And to do this, let's go back to basics. So if you look at Ephesians 1:10, it clearly says, God's eternal plan is to unite everything back to Him. It's very clear. We need to understand the basic of God's plan is to unite everything back to us, to Him. He wants to reconcile humanity, you and I, back to Him because He loves us so much. And He wants to have a relationship with Him. And that's why He wants you and I to have that closeness. And His love is so great, so, so great, that He sacrificed His only Son on the cross for us so that you and I can have that relationship. So the moment you said yes to Jesus, you actually have a different status. You're adopted in His family as His son, as His daughter, as His precious child. You are a new creation. And the Spirit lives in you. I just want us to remember the basic. Because, to be honest, I cannot imagine if someone come up to me tomorrow and said, can you sacrifice one of my four children? I cannot imagine doing that. It will rip my heart. And that is how the Lord heart ripped to give His only Son. I've got four. But He had the only Son and He gave that to us so that you and I can have that relationship. And that's the first thing to remember. He did this to bring you and I closer to Him. Amen. The second thing we have to remember is, if you look at Ephesians 3:10, why did God do this? What's His purpose? Because He wanted the church, all of us here, to reflect Him in our everyday life living, in our relationships, His love, His wisdom, His character, so that when people look at you, they see His love. When people look at you, they see Jesus. And when they see Jesus, they also want to say yes to Jesus. And can you see how powerful that is? That when one after the other keeps saying, yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus, more and more are reconciled to Him. And that is His great plan, to reconcile humanity back to Him through us reflecting Jesus. And you know what's the beautiful part? He also knows that we are human. We are sinful. And we cannot do it our way. and are by our own strength. We can't reflect Jesus with our own strength because we're so broken. And that is why the Spirit is in us. He gave us the Holy Spirit, that lives in each one of us. And if you look at Ephesians 5:18, where Paul is saying, before we talk about the relationship that he expounds on, he said, he commands us, be filled with the Spirit through his word, singing praises, giving thanks. And he goes on in verse 21, submit to one another out of reverence for God. So now I hope with the understanding of the broader concept of God's love for you, his plan of wanting a relationship with him, wanting his purpose to be reflected to you, and being filled with the Holy Spirit, we can live together, mutually submitting to one another. Do you agree with me?
Amen.
And that is how Apostle Paul opens up today's scripture with verse 21. With the Spirit in us, we are able to mutually submit to one another. So today, I want us to read Ephesians 5:21, 6, 9 through this lens. My God lens. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, we can live a Spirit-filled life, reflecting him in all our relationship. When our eyes is on Jesus, we can have good relationships with our spouse, with our children, at our workplace, within ministry. But if you're not connected upwards, this is hard. If you forget anything, remember this. Fix your eyes on Jesus. And when you do, there's more of him in you. And through you, more of him will be seen in others. Reflecting him in our relationships. Being able to mutually submit to one another, because you're not submitting to humans. You're actually doing it to him out of your love for him. And your eyes is not fixed on the now. And that is what the Lord is teaching me. I'm not fixed on my now, my family, my work. My eyes is fixed in running back to the Abba Father one day to meet him. And he's going to ask me, Shamila, what did you do on earth when I put you there? Did I tell him, okay, is he interested if I had this or that? He's going to ask me, Shamila, I gave you a mission. And your mission is to reflect me on earth. And that is the vision. I want you to understand why you're here today as believers of Christ. Let's just take a moment to just soak in this picture as we reflect my God lens, as you look up on the screen. Are your lives lived in this way? Are you actually going to the Lord in times, or only when you're in times of need, or every day, with your hands up and your knees down? Father, I do not know. Teach me. Father, I do not know. Show me. Father, I am hurt. Help me. With that, I'd like us to look at the six relationships that Apostle Paul is saying using my God lens today. Is that all right? The first relationship that Paul talks about is between wives and husbands. Wives, submit to your husbands, understanding them, supporting them, respecting them. Husbands, love your wife, respecting your wife's desires and need. What Apostle Paul is actually talking about is modeling, imitating the relationship of him and the church. Remember, I talked to you about he sacrificed his love for us. And that is the same way he wants our relationship in our marriage to be, between husband and wife, mutually submitting to each other, putting our differences away and coming to the cross to look up. Because when you look up, you grow closer together because your eyes is on the cross. A little story. My husband and I, if you know Lawrence, are totally opposite personalities. I'm the extrovert and he's the introvert. And 20 years ago, when during our pre-marriage counseling, our pastor actually said, your personalities are opposite. Red flag. But I clung on to one verse or one line the pastor said to me. Fix your eyes on the cross. It's all about him. And when you do that, you can move forward and not get stuck. For 20 years, that was the vision I had. Fix your eyes on the cross, despite our different personalities. And like any other couple, we have our ups and we have our downs. And to be very honest with you, at one point of in our life, we were living parallel lives under one roof. Our common bond was our children. We had separate interests. I felt very sad. I compared my relationship with many others out there. And I realized I couldn't change my circumstances. I'm married to this man. I've got 4 children. But I started asking God, help me. And I started surrendering my marriage into his loving hands. And I started doing that through the waiting period. One day I remember talking to Pastor Chi, and one of the lines struck me. He said, don't fight with your spouse. Fight for your spouse. And that's when I'm like, God, thank you, Lord. I've been fighting with my spouse. Teach me to fight for my spouse. And I kneeled down and I prayed earnestly for our marriage, asking God to reveal, firstly, my own shortcomings. I'm not perfect. And also to teach me to see Lawrence as his son, his beloved son, not based on my preconceived ideas of who Lawrence is. Over time, God showed me how to find common ground and make sacrifices. I cherish the walks that Lawrence does with me. He finds, even though he finds it a waste of time. You see, he's a runner. I can't run. And he loves the fact that he's still the fastest runner in my family. So all my kids are still slower than him. And on a side note, his personal PB, last week he came beaming, saying, I have reached 26 minutes in 5 kilometers. Beat that. Isn't that awesome? Another thing I longed every time in my heart was to do ministry together with Lawrence. But I didn't want to push it. I didn't want to push him. But this year, God opened doors for us to journey with a couple. And as we were doing that, again, we grew closer. Through our brokenness, we were reminded how important it is to fix our eyes on the cross. And as we serve, he helped heal and restore our own relationship too. So I just want us to take a moment right now to reflect and be really true with yourselves. Is Jesus in the center of your marriage? Or are you living parallel lives? God sometimes uses relationship to teach us, to correct us, to encourage us, even if they are not perfect. And I'm aware that life can be complex, can be messy. But can I encourage you, wherever you are, look up. Because the solution from him is far more greater and unimaginable than our own self-sufficiency to find a solution. We might not have all the answers today. As you look up and start trusting him, he will start showing you. The Spirit is real. Seriously, it's real. It will nudge you. It will show you. It will prompt you. You just need to come with open arms to say, Father, teach me. Amen. The second relationship Apostle Paul talks about is between children and parents. Many children here? He talks about the importance of obedience, respect, and proper nurturing in Ephesians 6:1-3. This command seems very straightforward, isn't it? obey your parents in the Lord. This is right. But you know, many children find it hard to do. So I went on this research mode and asked my daughter. So Lesh, why is it so hard for children to obey? And she said, well, it's pretty easy, Mom. We are human. We tend to make choices based on our own desires. And that leads us far away from God. And I interviewed the other daughter another day. I said, Liv, why do you think it's hard to submit? And she said, very quickly, because we're stubborn. We are prideful and don't want to listen. And then she said, is this for your sermon? I said, no, nothing. Well, many a times, social media, gaming, addiction to your phone and AirPods can rule your world, children, instead of Jesus. We get caught up with what people think, how many likes we have on Instagram, what's the latest game on the market to buy, what's the latest eye extension that lady or that girl is using. I get it. I get all this at home. We get trapped in the world of comparison, seeking approval in the wrong place. Our identity is in everything else except Jesus. Me too. It's so hard because we are human. We need to keep coming back to Him. And when our identity is in everything else except the Lord, our loved ones, especially our parents, young ones, become your biggest enemy. And you're punching back. Because you know they won't retaliate and hate you. But I want to ask you to really reflect on where your relationship is with your parents today. I know some homes aren't perfect. There are conflicts. There are misunderstandings. And some of you may be lonely in your own struggles there. But wherever you're at, can I remind you today that you are God's beloved child? He really, truly loves you. And He cares what happens in your life. From the smallest to the biggest things. And you've got the Holy Spirit in you to go to. Amen. So I just want you to encourage all the young ones today. Fix your eyes on the Lord. Not on your social media, not on your Instagram, not on your gaming. And as you do that, you will start living a Spirit-led life where you can mutually submit to one another. You can actually do this because of your reverence for the Lord. Amen. Obeying and honoring your parents is a tangible expression of your love for God. And I just want you to resonate with that today. And parents, on the other hand, the Lord says, do not frustrate your children, but raise them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Are we? I wonder. Or are we imposing values based on our unmet desires? In my early days of parenting, let me be very honest with you, my methods mirrored my upbringing. We focused very much on academics, behavior, and chores. However, over time, as I grew loving the Lord and wanting to do what He wanted me to do in my life, I questioned, what am I after actually? What am I really after with my kids or life? Am I after good kids, smart kids, rich kids, or godly kids? And then it dawned upon me the biggest legacy I can ever leave for my four children if they have a personal relationship with the Lord. Because I won't be here forever. But if they have a personal relationship with the Lord, they can navigate through anything and everything. And that's when I started shifting my focus. When my eyes was fixed on the Lord, my execution started shifting. Amen. I started to become more intentional to learn about the Bible. What does the Bible say about bringing up godly children? What does it say about temptation? What does it say about financial stewardship? I also learned from my own daughter. What does it say about dating, sexuality? We read together. Because I wasn't equipped and I needed to go back to the source, the authority of where or the foundation of what we want to build our family on. Family values became very key. It wasn't about results anymore. If they got great results, awesome. But we focus on raising up, using God's gift, natural talent in them. If they want to do netball, go ahead. If they want to do basketball, go ahead. Because I see the natural talent in them that God's given them, and how do we support them and nurture them up versus putting in our own unmet desires to see what we wanted to do, we couldn't do in life, in them. And that was what God was teaching me. My internal world, as I said just now, started shifting as I continued, as the Holy Spirit continued to work in me. Being human, I fail 100 times. You can ask Lawrence. I fail 100 times a day. Especially when I come across a messy room or a messy house. Or if my boys have gone onto the devices without my permission, I'm like, ah! I'll be screaming. But I need to come back to the cross and I say, Lord, show me what is it that I'm doing wrong. Is it because I didn't have enough margin for the day? What's sitting in my heart? And I have to repent and keep going back to the cross because I am human. I get angry and I show my temper sometimes onto them. Do you also face similar situations in your parenting, in your family? Wrestling between worldview values and raising up your kids based on the Lord's instruction? Can I encourage you today to stop and ask, what are you after? Good kids, smart kids, rich kids, or godly kids? And put on your God lens today. Amen. Last but not least, the last relationship Apostle Paul talks about is between bond servants and masters. Emphasizing the importance again here on obedience, respect, and serving wholeheartedly. As if you're serving to the Lord. It's a principle that we can apply now when we interact with people in life, in our workplace, or even in ministry. Coming from a corporate background for 15 years, where it's all about performance, transitioning into ministry was so hard. Because imagine in the corporate world, it's all about performance, KPIs. And then when you come to ministry, it's like dying to self, constantly, constantly. Oh God, sorry Lord. Oh God, sorry Lord. And but it was one of the most profound breakthroughs in my life because that's when God was teaching me. My ultimate boss was Him. It's not Pastor Chi. It's not Pastor Paul. Yes, they are under. I'm under their authority, but my ultimate boss is actually the Lord. And I am serving Him for Him. The reason I'm standing even here today is not because I want to actually be a senior pastor. No way. But because of the prompting. Remember I said just now? And if He's prompting you right now today, you better act. Because that changed my life, my projection and my perception and my spiritual walk. And I've been a Christian for 20 years. It only happened last year when I actually took that step forward. Amen. When you start looking up to God and He's starting to teach you through the Holy Spirit, and that's reflecting in your relationship, and the relationship starts to blossom and starts to actually grow, and reflection of Jesus Christ is seen through you. Situation may not change, but how you see life and how you respond to life changes. Because life don't hold you anymore. You hold everything loosely except the Lord. So I just want us to come and just pause for a moment. I know sometimes we face difficult situations at the workplace or some unfair situations. Difficult bosses, difficult workmates. And we tend to sometimes want to solve everything our way. Can I encourage you today to fix your eyes on the Lord? He is your ultimate boss. Can I also get the worship team to come and join me right now? As we just sit on this for a minute, can I encourage you two things? Whenever you feel there's something that you're wrestling with, you're going through pain, you're going through a period where you're so dry, you're going through a period where you cannot forgive your spouse, you're going through a period where there's marriage breaking up, you're going through a period where you're suffering in or needing to deal with an addiction of gaming or pornography or whatever it is that you are going through. Can I encourage you to put up your hand right now? Your left hand. Can I encourage you to put up your left hand? Fix your eyes on the Lord. Go to Him in prayer. Go to Him and claim the Word of God in your life. Claiming things even you haven't seen things happen. Singing praises with your mouth even though your world seems to be crumbling. Giving thanks and having the posture of giving thanks in your heart even though it's so painful. Learning to submit to your relationships in the world because your eyes is not fixed on the now. It is fixed on going back to your Father one day, seeing Him one day. Ask Him to show you. Can I ask you to take time to be still? Don't be like me. Rush, 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 rush. In the past. Rush, 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 rush. No time to pause. When you have no time to pause, you cannot hear Him. Can I ask you to pause, to be still, to retreat, to listen? He speaks to you in many ways, through your children, through your spouse, through your bosses, through your workmates, through the Word, through nature. And when we seek the Holy Spirit's guidance daily, He will show you also what are the idols in your heart that is hardening your heart that He needs you to let go today. Is it greed? Is it pride? Is it self-sufficiency? Is it control? Is it fear? Is it insecurity? Let go. Say, Lord, I surrender. Teach me to see things Your way. Not mine. Your will, not mine. And lead a spirit-filled life where your eyes is fixed on the cross. And when you fix your eyes on the cross, you can live a spirit-filled life, reflecting Jesus in all your relationships. And as people see Jesus in you, they want to also know Jesus. And when they want to know Jesus, more and more and more people run to Jesus. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Can I get you all to stand up with me? And can I get the prayer team up front right now with me? And I want to pray over these four groups of people right now. You've got nothing to lose. Please come forward if the Holy Spirit is nudging you today. You've got nothing to lose. Everything to gain. It could mark your significant shift in your perception for God, altering your spiritual journey forever. Don't be like me at the back, running away, thinking that I need to pretend to be right because men's eyes are on me. If Christ has not been the center of your life, in your relationships, you want to reset using my God lens. where Jesus is at the cross. Your eyes is fixed on the cross. Can I encourage you to come forward as an act of obedience and surrender to receive from the Lord today? Just step forward. God's plan is to restore and redeem all things, including our relationships. And if this is you today, and you like to surrender all that you're carrying to the Lord and get His help to navigate through life for you, can I encourage you to come forward today to receive from our Father? If you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit to help you grow more like Jesus, or if you haven't accepted the Lord at all and would like to come to know Him, thank you, Lord, for bringing the people forward. Thank you, Lord, for coming. Thank you, Lord, for bringing the people forward. And last but not least, if you're a married couple here today, a mother, a grandmother, a godmother, a spiritual mother, can I also ask you to come forward to receive from the Lord today? He sees your cries in the public. You may not be what you see, but He sees your heart in private when you cry alone. I want to pray for every marriage here today, every household here today, to receive from the Lord right now, to receive from our Abba Father right now. And I just pray, oh Father Lord, that You are touching souls today. You're touching lives today. But they said, Lord, I do not want to do my way. I want to come and fix my eyes onto You. I want to receive from You so that, Lord, with You, through You, I can reflect and live a Spirit-filled life. I just pray, as the Holy Spirit is nudging you today, just step forward. Just come forward. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Spirit, come. Spirit, come. Breathe on us, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Pour Your Spirit out. Pour Your Spirit out right now. Reconcile our hearts back to You. Reconcile Your church back to You so that, Lord, we can live a life reflecting You, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Let us come back down on our knees, Lord, just to receive from You. I just pray all of this in Jesus' wonderful name. In Jesus' wonderful name. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. 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 Amen.